A new breed of talk. You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming. His voice is your voice. Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling the Mark Kaye Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
Hey, Mark Kaye. You used to drive me crazy, but now I love you. Can't wait to hear your show every day. Bye.
That lady, by the way, is the exact opposite of my wife. My wife used to love me. Now all I do is drive her crazy. But by the way, thank you for the open mic message. I appreciate it. What's up? This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. And for those of you on WDBO in Orlando who are used to hearing Herman Kaye at this hour, Herman Kaye is on vacation, or as he likes to call it, vacation. Actually, that's fake news. He doesn't call it vacation. I just came up, but I'm going to start calling it that. Whenever Herman's on vacation, I'm going to be filling in. Lucky you, huh? And what an exciting, by the way, we have a new number today too, because I'm here in Jacksonville. We have a ton of people listening on News 104.5 WOKV. And of course, we do welcome Orlando as well for the next 2 days. So we came up with this very special number. Actually, we've had it for a really long time, so long that none of us remembered it. It took us about 20 minutes. We were dialing, like, is it 888-800-87, what is it? But we figured it out. So if you'd like to call in and comment, that's awesome. The number is 877-625-1045. 877-625-1045. That's the number for today and tomorrow if you want to get in and comment. You can also just open up your mobile app. If you've got the News 104.5 WOKV mobile app, leave us an open mic message. We'll get it. Plus, we've hacked the WDBO system in Orlando. They don't know it, but when you send an open mic message using your WDBO mobile app over the next 2 days, it comes right to my inbox. So I'm gonna get to hear all your traffic problems on I-4 and the John Young Parkway and everything. Hey, you know what? That problem, not yours. Well, I guess if it's a traffic problem in Orlando, it is your problem. You know what? Never mind. Let's get to the news. So there's a lot of stuff going on today, man. I don't know if you heard about this. You probably did, but Donald Trump. It's now being accused, and his organization is being accused, of course, of silencing the media, because I don't know if you heard about this. This is a great story, by the way. This is something that we knew was a long time coming, and it finally came. It finally came, and I'm really excited about it. The White House, quote-unquote, banned. It depends on who you ask. If you ask CNN, one of their reporters was banned from a press event. If you ask the White House, she was disinvited from the event. Are they the same thing? Are they different? Is it all semantics? Yeah, that's for you to judge. But CNN, they have a reporter. Her name is Caitlin Collins. And she was disinvited. You know what? I'm just going to read this. I'm going to read this right from the CNN website. Basically, what happened was she was the pool reporter for the day. There was a photo op. And she started hurling these questions at Donald Trump. Like, why is Vladimir Putin turning down your invitation to Washington? And what else is on the Michael Cohen tapes? And are you afraid of what else Michael Cohen has recorded? So she's yelling these out at like a photo op that Donald Trump is having on this big day with the EU and blah, 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 blah. So then later on, Bill Shein, who is the former vice president of Fox News, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's arguably one of my favorite press secretaries ever. She's so, there's something about her. It's just amazing. So the two of them, they pull this reporter, Caitlin Collins, into their office, into Bill Shein's office. And they say, hey, by the way, we're having this press conference in the Rose Garden today. Okay, we're having it in the Rose Garden. We earlier invited all press, but you are being disinvited. Okay, so Caitlin Collins, as you can imagine, is shocked and upset. And she looks at them and she says, you're banning me from an event because you didn't like the questions I asked? To which Bill Shein replies, looks her right in the eye and says, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a Rose Garden.
I beg your pardon.
Okay.
I never promised you a rose garden.
I'm sorry. Okay. He didn't technically say that, but how awesome would it be if he did? If I were the White House Deputy Communications Director, that's what I would have said, but that's probably one of the reasons why I don't have that job. Also, I'd like to thank my father for loaning me his 45 of that song, which he still plays. And for those of you that don't know what a 45 is, ask, someone over the age of 60 in your life. Anyway, so what he says is he goes, no, you're being disinvited. The questions you asked at the earlier photo op were inappropriate. You were shouting. It was not the right time or place. So Collins is like, I can't believe you're banning me from an event because you didn't like the questions I asked or the way I asked them. And then they pointed out, like, let's be honest, because this is not an attack on the press, because the press was still there. The press was still invited. It was one person. CNN was still allowed on the premises. CNN was still able to send reporters and producers and camera people, and CNN still covered the event. But because they did not like this one woman's behavior, she was disinvited. And now CNN has also rallied the troops, and they've got Fox News on their side, and they've got all these other organizations coming in and saying, you cannot do this. You know, this is not Donald Trump and his organization and Bill Shine and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They are just, you know what they're doing? They are silencing the media, which is BS, because the media has never been louder, in my opinion. These people are ringing in my ears 24/7. You can't escape them. It's like the loudest media. It gives me a headache. Like, really, I have some Goodies headache powder, and this is not an endorsement. I have some Goodies headache powder here that I buy just because my own show gives me a headache sometimes when I play these news clips from the news, which is why I try not to play a lot of them anymore. But Donald Trump. So anyway, Donald Trump is now being accused of silencing and banning the media from his events, and basically, as you can imagine, stepping all over the First Amendment. And I don't want to take sides here. I don't want to take sides in this because I know that it's a sensitive issue. However, I will say this. In recent memory, Donald Trump has, out of the blue, called radio and TV stations at random just to talk. Our own Joe Kelly on WDBO, the morning after the election, called Donald Trump because he happened to have his cell phone. I think the first interview President-elect Donald Trump gave was to Joe Kelly on WDBO. And the president not only just answered his own cell phone, but had no problem talking to Joe Kelly about everything that was going on. And I mean, that's not somebody who's making it who's being inaccessible to the press. That's not somebody who's trying to silence the voice of the press. When a reporter from Orlando calls him the night he becomes president of the United States and he answers the phone and carries on an interview, this is a president. This is Donald Trump, who one morning just saw that Fox and Friends was set up on his front lawn. So he's like, oh, let me put on my pants. Let me grab a cup of coffee. I'm going to walk out there and talk to people. And he stood on the front lawn of his house for like an hour and answered dozens of impromptu questions, unvetted, yelled at him, screamed at him, talking over him, totally off the cuff. Donald Trump, who is late for everything because when he stops at Air Force One, he answers questions. I mean, half of the press conferences we have are with rotor blades in the background because Donald Trump's trying to get onto the helicopter and some press people start yelling questions at him and he stands there and answers them. Donald Trump has more press conferences and media accessible events than any leader in the history of the free world. And now, because one rude reporter gets asked not to attend an event or told you can't attend an event, now all of a sudden he's you know, public enemy number one, and he's basically ripping up the Constitution. You know, and I think I have an idea what's happening here. I think that somewhere along the line, the media and the press and a lot of people in Washington, they're confusing freedom of the press with free-for-all of the press. Because, yeah, there's a Bill of Rights Amendment. The very first one says that there's a free press in this country. And Congress and the president, whatever, we will not limit a free press because it's vital to democracy. Touche. We get it. However, there's nothing in the Constitution that says the press have the right to be invited to press conferences in the Rose Garden. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the press and reporters have the right to scream out rude questions at any time without consequence. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says the media gets unrestricted access to the president 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's the president of the United States. He is not a 7-Eleven. And, you know, if you want something that's open and ready for you every day of the week, whatever, you know, try IHOP, try Waffle House. But he doesn't have to answer your questions. The president doesn't actually have to speak to the media at all. And being a member of the media is not like, it's not a golden ticket that lets you just waltz into the chocolate factory and steal an everlasting gobstopper and then leave and turn around and sell it to Mr. Slugworth. That's not what it's all about. Being a member of the media is not a right. It's a responsibility. And one other thing, which I will tell you about here in just a minute because we have to take a break. The number for today and tomorrow only is 877-625-1045, 877-625-1045. We got some of your phone calls, we got some of your open mics, and we got a whole bunch more on the responsibility of the media to not be rude when they're talking to the president. That's next on The Mark Kay Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tell oldest guy filling in for Herman Cain to not drink so much coffee before he starts the show. Tell him to slow down and shut up. He's a bit annoying.
Okay. Hey, listen faster. They only give me an hour. Come on. I got a lot to say and very little time to say it. Whatever. This is Mark Kay. You're listening to the Mark Kay Show. Thank you so much for joining me. And for those in Orlando listening to WDBO, except for that one guy, I appreciate your comments and I appreciate you calling in. 877-625-1045 is the number. And fun fact, as we just found out, if you use the open mic feature in your WDBO app, well, we can access those too. And we know where you live. Totally kidding. All right, so we're talking about the press. Man, this censorship thing is so ironic because on the same day that CNN is complaining and whining and moaning about how one of their reporters was disinvited from the Rose Garden event yesterday with Donald Trump because she asked questions in a rude, loud, shouting manner, we have Twitter shadow banning Republicans. And nobody seems to be complaining about that, well, except for the Republicans that are being shadow banned. So Twitter can do it, but the White House can't. That's something we've been hearing a lot of. If somebody refuses to answer your question, by the way, I don't know if this is something that they teach in the media. I didn't go to journalism school. Like, for those of you that don't get confused, I'm not a journalist. Okay. I'm not a member of the so-called media. I'm a talk show host. And, I kind of feel like in journalism school, they teach you how to go after a story and research it. And, you know, you're supposed to find all of these, you're supposed to, you know, garner support from all these different players. And you're supposed to have your hot leads, and you're supposed to have your sources and that kind of thing. And if somebody refuses your question or disinvites you into their Rose Garden press conference, isn't your job as a member of the media to, you know, go and ask somebody else the question, to go get the answers somewhere? I mean, isn't that what a great reporter does? Just whines or just goes, you know, do they just whine about it on Twitter? Do they go out and find the story? Isn't a reporter actually a job? You know, I mean, that I'm under the impression that if you're paid, get the job, your job is to go out and do it, whatever you have to do. You don't get anything handed to you. Right. It's not just like Donald Trump needs to go there and write your stories for you. You don't deserve to get things handed to you on a silver platter. You got to dig. And if one source won't give up the info you need, like the president, you just keep digging. And sure, you may miss dinner. You may be up late working on your computer. You may not get to go to this press conference, but maybe somebody else does. Or maybe you have a friend that you can send in your place. You know, it just seems to me like they're just kind of being like stupid. Woodward and Bernstein, like they were great. They were great. What reporters? They had the whole thing with Deep Throat, and they went into the Washington, you know, whatever you think about Nixon. They uncovered the Nixon tapes, and they basically brought down the entire presidency for the Washington Post. And I imagine they're rolling over in their graves today. Wait, are they dead? May still be alive. No, they're alive. Okay, well, they're rolling over on their couches today. Because, I mean, they're old, and also they can't believe this. You know, I mean, you're the media. You're a journalist. You work for CNN. Okay, so you may not actually be a journalist, but you know, you're a media type person. Your job is not to complain about getting kicked out. You know, saying, "Hey, you're not opening this door for me, so I can just walk in." What your job is to do is to kick the door down, and if you can't, go find another door and kick it down. 877-625-1045. Here's the question today. Does the president, does the press secretary, does the communications director, do they have a right to say, "You're loud, you're rude, you're arrogant, we don't like the way you conduct yourself in public, you're not coming to our presidential press conference"? Or do they just need to have an open door policy for anyone? 877-625-1045. I want to know what you think. You can send me an open mic message too. This is Mark Kay. You're listening to the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back.
You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
Thank you, Herman Cain, and maybe 96.5 for having a good replacement for Herman when he's off or on vacation.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, too. And, yeah, Herman's off today and tomorrow, so we are broadcasting not just on News 104.5 WOKV today, but as you pointed out on 96.5 WDBO in Orlando, which is making some people excited, others Meh, not so much. By the way, funny story about because I used to fill in for Herman, before I started doing my own thing in Jacksonville. But I also have another radio. It's like a goofy morning radio program. And Italy, we have a couple years ago, we started a charity. We call it K's Kids. And, you know, we started raising money. And what we do is we buy iPads for children in the North Florida area and the Central Florida area who are battling life-threatening illnesses and spend a lot of time in hospitals, or they miss school, or they have to do chemo for like 3 hours every other day, and it's like, it just sucks, especially when you're a kid. So we raise money and we buy these kids iPads and we give them out, and that way they can play games and FaceTime their friends and connect with their family, or, you know, watch video. They could listen to the radio if they wanted to. And it's something we've been doing for like 3 or 4 years. Well, yesterday, last night, as a matter of fact, we did something called Christmas in July. We've been doing it for 4 years now, and we give out 12 iPads to 12 of these kids, and we take them all to the minor league baseball team here in Jacksonville. We take them to the game. We have a big luxury suite. We jam it with food, and there's cookies, and the Apple comes down, and they deliver the iPads, and they set them all up, and we just have a big party. Well, there's one woman, this mom, and she kind of goes, come here. And I walk over to the corner, and she leans into me. She goes, I recognize your voice. And I think to her, well, that's not odd, because I'm on the radio every morning, and you know, I called and gave you an iPad. She goes, no, you used to fill in for Herman Cain. And then I realized she's whispering because she's afraid that somebody's going to listen to her and hear that she listens to Herman Cain on the radio. And then of course, they're going to prejudge her. Of course, and I was like, oh, yeah, yes. I was like, thank you for listening. Your secret, I won't let anyone know that you enjoy the Herman Cain show, because that could be a problem for some people's friend. You know, you don't want to cause a controversy when you go home for Thanksgiving. Anyway, this is going to be fun. We're going to be here today and tomorrow, and we have a bunch of phone calls we're going to get to. We have a bunch of open mics, too, about this reporter who, she says she got banned. The White House says she got disinvited because they didn't like the way she asked questions earlier in the day. So my question to you is, are reporters, should they just have carte blanche to wander into any press event at all? Or should they, should the White House keep tabs on them? And if they act rudely or abruptly or they shout loudly, should they be disinvited?
I fully support the removing of the media from the press conferences if they can't conduct themselves in a professional and respectful manner.
Well, I mean, I don't think any of them could. If that were the case, we'd just have Donald Trump talking to an empty room. Let's go to Rosa from Green Cove. Rosa's been waiting very patiently. Rosa, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What do you want to say today, Rosa?
Well, what I would like to let everybody know is we can go ahead and let the media come in, but when they're acting disrespectful towards my President Trump, they don't have no right being there. I don't care what my president's doing, okay? What I care about is my president, Donald Trump, is putting America first. And it starts off with us. If they're going to go ahead, CNN, go out there and start shouting, then you have no right being in there. You're disrespecting not only my president of the United States, but you are being rude to other journalists that will want to go ahead and ask questions the right way.
You know, that's a great point. And here's something else, too. Like and thank you so much for your call, Rosa. I really appreciate it. The media is a business, and it's a private business. There's no public media. I mean, this is not North Korea. This is not Russia. This is not... Well, any of those other horrible countries we don't want to live in that have publicly run state media. But it's a business. It's a competitive business. And as a competitive business, you have to act in a certain way. And if you realize that acting rude is not going to get you access to the president, because that's really in this case what you're selling. If you're CNN, if you're Fox News, if you're ABC, NBC, CBS, if you're any of them, if you're, Info, whatever it is you are, you're selling the story. And that story requires access. So who can get access? Who can do it better? There are people in there. I mean, only one reporter was disinvited. You had a guy, there were like 100 other reporters in there. Only one was told, we don't want you there. So isn't that part of the competitive nature of business? If you're acting in a way that allows, that keeps you from doing the job you're getting paid for, you may need to make some alterations. Otherwise, you may not be in business that much longer. I don't know. That's just me. Everyone else seemed to get access to the press conference. Everyone else seemed to be able to behave accordingly. And then here's one person who doesn't. All of a sudden, it's Donald Trump's fault. 877-625-1045. We got another open mic, too.
That reporter wasn't banned because of her questions. CNN needs to be honest. If Jim Acosta hasn't been banned, nobody ever will. Come on.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I mean, it's not, look, it's not that she's the first person to ask rude questions. It's not that Donald Trump's afraid of answering questions. You know, Donald Trump, as I stated earlier in the show, he stood outside on the lawn taking random questions, impromptu questions from anyone who wanted to ask them. And he did that for like 45 minutes, and he answered honestly, and he had no problem leaving. What he did have a problem with was people talking over each other, which, why does that happen? You know, maybe Donald Trump's just trying to retrain the press to act civilized. Maybe that's what Sarah Huckabee Sanders is trying to do here. You know, maybe that's what Shine is trying to do here. Maybe their goal is to not ban the press or censor the press, but just get them to act like human beings in a professional environment. Because they do. They yell and they scream over each other. You know, it's like when my kids come back, when they get in the van after school and they both are like rushing to tell me what happened at recess. You know, it's like, "Mom, Daddy, you're not going to believe what happened at recess." And my daughter's like, "No, but you listen to me first because my teacher said this." And all of us, and you can't hear anything. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm standing there yelling at them. And, you know, it's shocking Donald Trump doesn't do the same thing. Like one day I'm planning on watching him snap in front of these reporters and just go, "All right, everyone be quiet or I'm taking away your iPad for the rest of the day," which is what I yell to my kids when they talk. Anyway, let's go to Lee in Jacksonville. Lee, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. What do you want to say, Lee?
I just wanted to point out that Obama went over 5 months without having a press conference. So if you want to talk about limiting the access to the press, you could look at President Obama. And I wish there was a code of standard or a code of conduct for reporters, because nowadays they're just flat out classless. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You have a great show, too. No, I appreciate the call. And you're, I mean, those were the days, man. When Obama didn't have press conferences, those were the days. I loved turning on my TV and not seeing that guy. That was the best thing ever. Anyway, but, you know, you're right. Hillary Clinton, during the campaign, do you remember everyone was worried about Hillary because, A, she was falling all the time, but, B, she didn't do any press. She did no media. She went like 3 months during a campaign when she did no press conferences whatsoever. And Donald Trump was out there every single day, talking to people, doing his rallies. He was on YouTube. He was calling people. He went into the, and he called everybody. And that's the other thing, too. Donald Trump is not, I mean, to say Donald Trump's afraid of a reporter is ridiculous, because he's been on every major network. He's called every major network. I remember him doing a whole series of radio interviews with, you know, hashtag Never Trumpers. And he didn't care, because he had something to say and he was going to go say it. Alan in Stark. Alan, thank you for calling the Markay Show. What do you want to say, Alan?
Well, these reporters are acting like kids. So instead of uninviting them, when they act that way, have monitors that'll pick them out of the crowd and stick them in their nose in the corner and put them in a timeout, like they do children in elementary school.
I mean, basically, I guess in a way, that's kind of what they've done. You know, they said, "Look, you were yelling. You were." So they basically put her in detention, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what they need. I mean, all of them act like kids. You know, trying to holler over each other. I mean, that's just what kids, I mean, I'm 51 years old. When I was in elementary school, kids like that got stuck in the corner.
Oh, you know what they, and that's a good point. You know what they should have done? Maybe they should have, like, beat her with a ruler like they do in Catholic school. Or, like, anyway. Thanks so much for the call.
That would be a good thing, but, you know, of course, you can't do that anymore.
I know. You can't do that anymore. Isn't that a bummer? Man, that's what's wrong with this country. Stop beating your kids in elementary school. It all goes to hell. 877-625-1045 is the number. 877-625-1045. We have to take another break. You can continue to call in, though, because I want to hear your opinion. Is it the right of a reporter to gain access to every press conference, or is it the responsibility of a reporter to gain access to that press conference by acting like a normal human being? 877-625-1045. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Markay Show. Stay tuned.
You're absolutely correct, Markay. If you're the news media and you act like a carnival barker, then you need to be treated like a carnival barker.
Oh, I like that. So if you act like a carnival barker, I have to treat you like one. So what, I have to give you $5 and tell you to guess my weight? It's kind of weird. Anyway, that's another open mic. Thanks for that one, by the way. We appreciate it. We get tons of open mic messages, and here's the deal. You can contact us through either the WDBO open mic feature on the WDBO app or the News 104.5 WOKV open mic. And you don't have to do it right now. You can do it later. If it, like in the middle of the night, you wake up and some thought comes to you and you just want to share it with us, by all means, you know, we'll check it. We'll check it when we get in the morning. I'll be here again tomorrow because Herman Cain is off again tomorrow. So for those of you in Orlando, guess what? you get one more day of your buddy Marquet. First, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Steve in Middleburg. He's been waiting very patiently. Steve, thanks for calling the Marquet Show. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that the purpose of that deal was that she didn't want the questions answered. She just wanted them out there. And it wasn't a presser. It was a photo op. And she just wanted to disrupt things. So I think that's why they kicked her out.
Yeah, and she knew she wasn't going to get an answer to the questions either, which really, if you think about it, maybe it wasn't poor judgment on the side of the White House communications office, and I thank you for your call. Maybe it was poor judgment on her part, because if you are a White House press reporter and you're working with a presidency and an executive branch and a communications office that is threatening to the media and has said on many occasions, look, we may start limiting credentials if you guys don't start, you know, stepping in line. And you're in that position, you have a situation where it's a photo op. You go in there, you know your questions aren't going to get answered. You know Donald Trump is not going to answer these questions, especially after what happened with your same network a week prior in the cabinet meeting. When Donald Trump is saying, no more questions. He's saying, no, we're done. And you yell out a question. And when he says no, you take that and run with it as news, like Donald Trump said no. Donald Trump said no. He doesn't believe that the Russians are meddling in the investigation. When really what he said was, no, I'm not going to answer your 900th question about Russians meddling in the election. So now you're in a situation where it's a lose-lose. If you yell out these questions, he's right. She just wants to get the information out there. She just wants to hear somebody say, Vladimir Putin is refusing your invitation. There's more on the tapes that you should be concerned about. If it was a legitimate question that she thought she would get an answer for, she would wait for a time when she thought she would get an answer for it, like the press conference in the Rose Garden, which, you weren't invited to. Because why? We never promised you an invitation to the Rose Garden.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a Rose Garden.
I just wanted to play that song again. By the way, this is one of Herman Cain's favorite songs. There's got to be, only he sings that there's got to be a little Cain sometimes, which is kind of cute. It's kind of, when Herman and I go to karaoke, that's what he sings. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden, Shaney B. Let's go to John in Vero Beach. John, thank you so much for calling the Marquet Show. What'd you want to say, John?
Hi. I just want to say that since the reporters want to act like a bunch of vultures, you're going to have to give them a pecking order. Mark each one, have them wear a banner on them or some sort of a sticker on their lapel that has their number on there, number 1 through 20 or 30, and make them adhere to that. That way it takes away all them shouting to try to get one up on the next and the other.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Like, they get to pick a number. Like, when you go, on Black Friday, when you're going to go buy a big screen TV at Walmart, they give you a number and you have to stand in line. That's a great idea. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. It's probably, I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to come down to, In fact, if Donald Trump, if he's listening and he hears that idea, he might take it and run with it. If for no other reason than just to annoy the media even more than he already has. Listen, we got to get out of here. But good news, we'll be back tomorrow filling in for Herman Cain once again on WDBO. And, of course, it's my usual time slot on News 104.5 WOKV tomorrow, Friday, special giveaway. We got a whole new batch of Mark K. Show T-shirts, and we're going to have some fun and games. We're going to do that tomorrow morning. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you.